Blog Talk Radio.
Our glory to God. This morning we are going to share a mother's love is the topic. And so there are several scriptures and several different scenarios that I'd like to bring because there are instances of mothers showing their love towards their children. Now the first scripture that I want to go to is Psalm chapter 128, and we will be in verse number 3. And this verse talks about the olive plants. And many times when we were growing up, they would share in the church about the olive plants around the table. And, of course, my mom and dad had 9 children, so there were lots of olive plants around the table. And when you think of an olive plant, you think about peace and you think about increase and the joy and the prosperity. So here, let me read this scripture, Psalm chapter 28, verse 1 is where I will start. It says, "Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his way. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee." Verse number 3 says, "Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table." So this is a very wonderful scripture, and it talks about the good wife that helps to make a happy home. When you have a husband and wife together, and the wife is following after holiness and righteousness and has God in her heart and is living for Jesus, then that helps to make a happy home. And when the wife has the babies and the babies come and the babies are around the table, it's a gift from God to have children. All children are gifts from God. And so when the mother is there with the children and she's teaching the child in the way that the child should go, and there's love in the house and the mother is nurturing the child, and that's what we should be doing in this day and age, is to have mothers nurture the children and to guide the children. Now, we know the father's there to help too, but we're focusing on mothers today because we're celebrating Mother's Day on Sunday. So, you know, we don't want to just celebrate Mother's Day on Sunday as a special set-aside, but we should honor and appreciate our mothers every day. And mothers, we know that you should love your children and nurture them and show them the things that they need to know. And many times I think about the animals, the animal kingdom, how God shows us by example. You know, we can see how the animals, they take care of their children. And I remember looking at a program concerning, I believe it was the eagle. And so the eagle, you know, they bring the food to the child, they bring the food to the baby, the baby's in the nest, and the mother is taking care of this baby, and the baby is eager to see the mom. And then, you know, I think about mothers and natural mothers, our mothers in our human race, how the mothers, when the babies are born, the babies are cuddled by the mom, the babies are fed by the mom, and when the baby's crying, the mother wants to try to be sure that the baby is soothed, and whatever it takes. Sometimes you have to just hold the baby. Sometimes you give the baby some food. And there are times when you talk to the baby, and just, you know, as the baby grows, there are different things and different steps that you do to let the baby know that you love that baby, that you love that child. And yes, the children, when they grow up, there are certain things that children do that may not be pleasing to us, but we as moms, we have to still love those children. And I remember when I talk about our children doing things, and I know that I didn't do everything that I should have been doing, like my mom, she taught us, in fact, I remember this one time my mother came and she had a dream. My mother dreamed, and I have dreams too, and God uses dreams to help us to know things. And so I remember one time my mother came and she had this dream, and she told us, she said, "I don't want any of you going out stealing anything. I don't want you in the stores taking things that don't belong to you, because you'll get in trouble." She was warning us because she loved us and she cared about us. And I remember I went to the store, me and one of my sisters went to the store, and I don't know what got into me, but I just had a bag and I was just putting all kinds of stuff in the bag, just whatever I saw that I wanted. I put it in the bag and I walked out of the store without paying for it after being warned, and I got arrested. And of course my mom, she had to come down to the jail to get me out, and that was not a good thing for her. You know, we cause pain to our parents when we do wrong. And so, you know, that's an example of how a mother, because she loved her children, she warned the children. And there are times when when you're growing up in your family, you may not want to pay attention to what your mother is telling you. Your mother has been here for some years. Of course, she had to have some years ahead of you, because if she didn't have years ahead of you, she could not have had you. So think about this thing. When your mom is there and she's giving you some instructions and she's telling you about the things that need to be done, listen to your mom, because your mom is wise. Most mothers are wise. There are some mothers who may not be as they should be because they're mothers who are not serving the Lord. And so sometimes we do some things when we are out there in the world that are not of God. But as we see here in Psalms 128, it talks about the wife being as a fruitful vine. A godly wife helps to make a happy home. So we thank God today for all the mothers who are out there who are helping to make a healthy home. And then there are some mothers out there who may not have a husband in the home with you, but you can still nurture and take care of your children and show them the way that they should go. Protect them as a mother hen. There's scripture in the Bible that talks about a mother hen who gathers her children under her wings, her brood under her wings. And that's how I saw my mother doing. She would take us under her wings, and she would encourage us. Even as we got older, my mother would tell us different things and give us words of wisdom. So listen to your moms and accept what God has given you. God made mothers for a special reason. And so as we celebrate our mothers this weekend, don't just do it this weekend. Celebrate your mom all the time. Honor and respect her. Call her from time to time. Let her know that you love her. There were days, you know, almost every day I would talk to my mom, or I would try to get a hold of her, but, you know, because of the time difference, I couldn't talk to her every day. But anyway, you know, what I'm saying is this. Cherish your mother. Appreciate your mother, because you only have one mother. And that mother that God has given you, let God help you to honor her each and every day. And so now what I want to do is go to another scripture, and this is over in the book of 2 Kings, and I will be in verse number 4. And this is going to be talking about a mother who was in need of some help concerning her two sons. Her husband had died. She was now a widow, and she knew that because of the debt that her husband had left, that her two sons could be taken by the people who they owed. And so she knew that she could go somewhere, and there are times that we, especially those who are in the body of Christ, and not only those who are in the body of Christ, those who may not be saved, you may know that you can go somewhere and get some help through a prophet or through somebody who knows how to pray. And so because we are a prayer ministry, we invite those who may be listening even now. If you need some prayer for your family or for whatever reason, we're focusing on mothers today, but if there's some other issue in your life, you may need some healing, you may need some deliverance, we're here to pray with you. But as we talk about this mother's love, we're going to share the scripture here in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 4. And we will start with verse number 1. No, I'm sorry, we're supposed to be in 2 Kings. Did I say first? 2 Kings, chapter 4, and verse number 1. And it says, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant my husband is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go borrow the vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full." Verse number 5 says, "So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go, sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest." And so this scripture right here, this passage, was just a reminder to me how mothers, when a mother is in a situation that she cannot handle or that she doesn't have the answer to that situation, she knows where, this mother knew where to go. She knew she had to get some help because she did not want her sons to be taken as bond servants. I can imagine in that day if they had been taken as bond servants, if they might have had a hard life, they were not going to be punished as somebody who may have stolen something and was taken as a slave. But at the same token, they would be taken from her to go and pay the debt. Or they may have taken the mother too. But the thing of it is that she did not want her son to be taken. So she went to the prophet and she told him that she needed some help because she loved her son. She wanted to be with her sons, and she wanted her sons to be okay. So even when she went to the prophet and the prophet told her what to do, she was obedient to the prophet. And they went and got all these vessels. And when they had enough oil in these vessels, when all the vessels were full, then the oil didn't come out of the cruse anymore. It was just what God needed, just what they needed from God to happen. So God blessed them by being obedient to the prophet. And she took care of her sons. And after she had paid all of her debt, she didn't have to worry anymore. Then her and her sons were able to live on the rest of the oil. So the thing that I want to share with each and every one is that when you get into trouble, when your children, even your children may do some things that may not be good, you may have some children who are in jail, go to somebody in the body of Christ, get with your sisters and brothers in Christ, and pray about that thing. Pray that God will help them to get out of the situation or the predicament that they may be in. So right now I'm going to take a pause and I'm going to pray because I believe that God wants somebody to be healed today. There's some family members out there who need to be delivered. And so we're going to pray that God will bring you the answers that you need at this time. So dear Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, I'm sensing that Tommy, oh God, there's Tommy out there, oh God, who is in need of some help today, oh God. I pray, Father, today that as his mother is in distress concerning the situation that Tommy has gotten himself in, I pray, Father, today that you will touch Tommy, oh God. Help Tommy to come to Jesus Christ. Help him, Lord, to know that all things are possible if he only believes. I pray, Father, today for his mother, that his mother would trust you, Lord, that she would believe you, Lord, that you will realize the word says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I pray, God, today that she will have rest in Jesus, rest in the fact that she has connected with our Savior and that our Savior is taking care of her and her son right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. In the name of Jesus, I praise your holy and your righteous name. Oh, healing spirit, take over right now. Healing spirit, move across the land. Lord, there are other people who have situations where the son is in jail, oh God, and the son has gotten himself into some trouble, oh God, even daughters, oh God, in jail today, oh God, and the mothers are stressed, oh God. They need some help this morning, oh God. Oh, my God, we pray for the spirit of peace today, oh God. He said, peace I give thee, peace I leave with thee, O God. Not as the world giveth, give I peace unto thee, Lord. So I pray, God, today that people will reach out to you, Lord, and trust you, Father, in this hour, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, there are some fathers, oh God, who have done some things towards their children that are not good, Lord. So I'm praying, God, today that the anger and the bitterness will be destroyed in this hour, Lord, that the peace will come, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise your holy and your righteous name, oh God. Jesus Christ himself is the Prince of Peace, and we know that peace cometh. So we are loosing the spirit of peace and come against and bind up the spirit of chaos and disarray in the families today, oh God, anger and bitterness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. And we praise your holy and your righteous name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to God. We just thank God today for those who have joined us here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries here at Blog Talk Radio. And just so you'll know, we are here on the radio every morning during the week, Monday through Friday, We start at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and we're usually on about an hour. So if you want to join us at that time, we help to empower the people of God. We bring prayers, and we do scriptures, and we share testimonies, and prayer requests are given. So we invite each and everyone who may be listening now, and you can listen in during the week. So right now we're going to go ahead and get back into the Word, and we're going to still be in this same book of 2 Kings, chapter 4, and we're going to go to verse number 17. And this is another mother who had an issue, a situation that was pretty hard for her. First of all, before we read the scripture, I'm just going to give a summary of before we get to the place where her son has died. When this woman, she didn't have any children, and so she came to the prophet Elisha. Elisha was a powerful prophet, and I believe in that God is going to bring some more powerful sisters and brothers in the kingdom to be able to do some of the things that Elisha did and Elijah and all the prophets of old. God told us in his word that he sent the gift of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is here to help us to do some powerful things in this day and in this hour. There are some people who are out there who are in need, and God wants us to help and to bring change in some lives. And so this woman had come to Elisha and told her him that she did not have any children and she wanted a baby. So Elisha let her know that she would be have a child, and she, at first she didn't believe, but she did become impregnated, and she had this boy, and the boy grew up, and so we'll be going to pick it up here in verse number 17. This is 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 17. I want to go ahead and read this, and then we'll talk about this mother's love. We're talking about mother's love today. And so here in verse number 17, it says, "And the woman conceived and had a son at that season that Elisha had said unto her according to the time of life." Verse number 18 says, "And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father to the reapers. And he said unto his father, My head, my head. And he said to the lad, Carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out." And this, again, I'm just, this is just so awesome how people who know God and people who know the things about God know that there are certain people you can go to and you can get some prayer, get someone to help you when you're in need. So verse number 22 says, "And she called unto her husband and said, Send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, Wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, It shall be well. Then she saddled an ass and said to her servant, Drive and go forward. Slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee." She wanted to get there quickly. She didn't want to have any slow movement of the animal that she was on. She said, Let's go. Let's get out of here. She was determined that she knew that her child needed some help. Her child needed to be revived. And I can imagine she thought, well, the longer he's dead, the longer it may take him to get here and help him. So you don't know exactly what was going through her mind, but you know when your child is in trouble, you want some help quickly. So here in verse number 25 says, "So she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass when the man of God saw her afar off that he said to Gehazi, his servant, Behold, yonder is that Shunammite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, It is well. And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she called him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, Let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her, and the Lord had bid, and the Lord had hid it from me, and hath not told me. Then she said, Did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, Do not deceive me? Verse number 29, Then he said to Gehazi, Gird up thy loins, and make my staff in thy hand, and take thy my staff in thine hand, and go thy way. If thou meet any man, salute him not, and if any salute thee, answer him not again. And lay my staff upon the face of the child. Verse number 30. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. And I'm reminded right here where there was a time when I believe it was Jacob was wrestling with the angel. And he said, I will not let you go until you bless me. And so she says, I'm not going anywhere until I get what I came here for. She wanted this man of God to help her in this hour. So she said, I will not leave thee. I will not go away from thee. And so let's go back here and continue here in verse number 30. And the mother of the child said, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And he arose and followed her. And Gehazi passed on before them and laid the staff upon the face of the child, but there was neither voice nor hearing. Wherefore he went again to meet him and told him, saying, the child is not awake. Verse number 32, and when Elisha was come into the house, behold, the child was dead and lay upon his bed. Verse number 33, he went in therefore and shut the door upon them twain and prayed unto the Lord. And he went up and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child, and the flesh of the child waxed warm. Then he returned and walked in the house to and fro, and went up and stretched himself upon him, and the child sneezed 7 times, and the child opened his eyes. Isn't that beautiful? Verse number 36, and he called Gehazi and said, call this Shunammite. So he called her, and when she was come in unto him, he said, take up thy son. Then she went and fell at his feet and bowed herself to the ground, and they took up his son and went out. And so this is so beautiful how she knew that she was not wanting her son to be dead. She didn't, and you know, we all got to pass away, but at this particular time, I believe the son may have been probably just, not too old. He probably was not in his 20s yet. And so anyway, I don't know exactly how old he was, but she didn't want her son to be dead yet. And so she said, I got to go somewhere and get me some help. I need to go and get this prophet. The thing of it is, she had made a place in her home for the prophet to stay in when he was in the area. He traveled back and forth. And so she had made a place for him in her room, in her house. So that's why when the son died, she took him to the prophet's room because his room was in her house. And so, you know, it's a beautiful thing to, you know where you can go, to know that there's power in prayer. And so she went and she knew that this prophet had some power in him, that he was anointed by God. She understood that. In fact, she had told her husband early on that this is a prophet, this is a man of God. And so when you recognize that there are people of God in your life and around you that you can go to when you're in need, you can go to when you need some help, you're blessed. And I remember, years ago, my mother, she was a powerful woman of God. And I remember one time, and I probably have shared this before, but I'm sharing it again, because I was staying at my mother's house at the time my daughter was born. And I was sleeping in a room three levels down from where she was staying, where her room was. And so one morning I woke up, and Jamila is my daughter, and she wasn't even probably 3 months old. And she was like, there was something in her throat and she couldn't catch her breath. She looked like she was about to die. And so I panicked. I believe I probably was like this woman. It was like my spirit was vexed because I knew that I didn't want my child to die. And so I called. And the way I called out in a voice of distress. Now my mother was 3 stories up and she heard me. She heard the distress in my voice. And my mother at the time was weighing pretty much maybe 250 pounds and very heavy at the time. And she was about 5'2", weighing 250 pounds. And so my mother, she came running down the steps. It didn't matter what kind of situation she was in right then. She was probably upstairs praying. I believe that's what she was doing, praying and reading her Bible. But she heard me, and she come running down the steps and came into the room and grabbed my daughter, and she prayed for that girl. And right after that prayer, that baby, her throat and everything was cleared up. The whatever was in her, I don't remember if it came out or whatever happened, but I know that her breathing came back to the way it should have been. And I was just so thankful that I wasn't even serving God, but I knew. That's why I'm saying, you know, even though you may not be in the body of Christ, if you know where you could go and get some help from the people of God, because God has put people in your life. And if you're not saved and you're not serving God, get your life right with God. And I thank God that eventually I did get my life right with God. I appreciate God being patient with me and my mother taking the time to pray for me and pray for my daughter at that time and helping her to come back to life. And so this scripture here is sharing with us a mother's love for her child. She wanted that child to be around. She wanted to spend more time with that child, more days of nurturing that child and loving that child. And so, I mean, if you look at the scripture, you see how the father said, take the boy to the mother. So there's something special about mothers. You know, fathers are there and they do wonderful things, but mothers have a special place in the life of a child. And so the mother, she's the one that held the baby on her knees until the baby died right there in front of her. And then she knew that there was something that she needed to do. And so even right now, and I'm just encouraging everyone who is listening, take the time to look to God. Take the time to even know that God is around for you. Don't wait till things happen. You can pray before the Lord. You can get before the Lord, get into his word, study his word so that you too can be somebody who can pray for somebody and help them come back to life and help them to come to a place of deliverance. So I'm thankful for this mother, the Shunammite woman, who knew that Elisha was a powerful man of God and that she knew that her son needed some help, and she went to the right place and she said, I'm not going to leave you. I need some help. That's what I'm imagining she was thinking. I need help right now, and I'm not going anywhere. You're not sending me anywhere. In fact, she wanted him to come with her, and so that's what he did. He came back to the house and did the things that needed to be done. In fact, the word says that he shut the people out. He went inside the room by himself. There are times, and that's another thing that I want to point out, and many times when I look at this passage, I think about the fact that Elisha put the people out away from him so that he could go in there and do what needed to be done. There are times when you need to get to a place where you're putting people out of your room, if you will, your prayer room, and getting all this other stuff that may be interfering. There could have been some interference from some of the people may not having a spirit of faith that could have interfered with what God wanted to do through him while he went into this room to help this boy. So this part right here just indicates to us there are times when you need to be by yourself. You need to get everything and every person out of the way so that you can focus on God and focus on what it is, the issue that is at hand, so you can pray before the Lord and seek the Father and do what needs to be done in order to bring the deliverance that needs to come into your life or the life of those who you may be praying for. Praise God, praise God. I hope this is helping somebody today. This is Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, and we are a circle of friends. And so right now we're going to go to another scripture. This is over in the book of Exodus, and we're going to talk about Moses. And we know, many of us know about that Moses when he was a little boy. They were killing all the babies that were of his age because they knew, the king knew that there was going to be someone who was going to come and deliver the people of Israel. So he had told all the kids, all the boys, to be killed at this particular time. So here in the book of Exodus chapter 2, we're going to see how this mother loved her son enough that she took a chance. I mean, it was a very difficult time for her, I'm sure, that she would take a chance to nurture this baby. They were going from house to house, destroying all the kids, all the children, and this mother, somehow she was able to protect him. For one reason, God ordained the fact that Moses would be around at the time to deliver the children of Israel. And so God had a plan for this mother. But this mother loved her child, where she protected him. And when he got too big where she couldn't hide him anymore, what she did was put the baby in a basket and put the baby in the water. And so here in Exodus chapter 2, verse 1, it says, and there went out a man of the house of Levi and took to wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son, And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime. Hold on, what is going on? I can't. Lord, help these eyes of mine. Praise the Lord. And the woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And verse number 3 says, and when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's bank, brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And so they had this plan, we're going to put this baby out here and see what happens to him. So she had this sister standing there watching the baby. She didn't want anything harmful to come to the child. That is so special. That is wonderful that a mother would do that. And so verse number 5 says, and the daughter of Pharaoh came to wash herself at the river, and her maiden walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept. And she had compassion on him and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee? This is a wise situation. This mother and her daughter were being sure that this baby was going to be taken care of. And so the sister decided she's going to help the mother to be able to get her baby back. Isn't that wonderful? And so then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother. Isn't that beautiful? She called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son, and she called his name Moses. And she said, because I drew him out of the water. So this right here is just so wonderful, how Moses' mother, she ended up with the baby, even though the baby was supposed to be killed along with all the other Hebrew boys at this time. But God fixed it where he was able to put the baby out there, and Pharaoh's daughter came and saw the baby out there. And the mother of the child was able to get the baby and be paid wages to take care of the baby. How wonderful is that? I mean, she was probably able to take care of the baby anyway if everything was okay, you know, if the babies weren't being killed. But because God had ordained Moses to be there, and Moses' mother did something special, she put the baby out there. The baby could have been eaten by any animal that may have been in that water. We don't know what animals were there. But somebody else could have come along and saw the baby and took the baby, or somebody who was doing the killing could have found the baby first. But God had a special place for Moses. And Moses' mother had a special place in her heart for her son. That is awesome. She put the baby there and was able to get the baby back. I am so blessed by the fact that the mother, the real mother, was able to nurture this child. The Pharaoh's daughter said, take the baby, nurse the baby, take care of this baby. And then after the baby got a certain age, he was able to give the baby to Pharaoh's daughter. But in the meantime, it was showing us a mother's love for her child. And so we saw where, you know, God just blessed. God bless Moses' mother. So this morning, let us go ahead and we're going to do another prayer concerning our children. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just want to pray today for mothers who are struggling to take care of their children. There's some mothers, Lord, who may be out on the street, don't have a special home to lay their heads. And they have children with them. So, Lord, I pray today that you will help those mothers who are out there, those mothers who are going from one place to the next, not knowing where they're going to even get a meal for their children. Lord, you made a way for Moses' mother. You made a way for her to be even able to take care of that baby. And I know, God, today that you said in your word, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And, Lord, we know that you're the same today as you were back then. And so as you made provision for Moses' mother, we pray that you will make provision for mothers out on the street, mothers who may be even in their homes, lights are out, no food on the table. Lord, I pray for a special, miraculous food coming to the home today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. In the name of Jesus, I praise your holy and righteous name. Lord, I pray that homes will be available for these mothers, oh God, who are sleeping under benches with their children, children in very dangerous situations, oh God, and even children out there being beaten, Lord, by men and women who don't know them, Lord, who are being destroyed. Their lives are being destroyed as a result of the moms not having the proper places to take them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Father, that even some of the fathers will come back and do what is right concerning the children, will pay their child support, oh God. There are situations where the fathers are not paying the child support. They even have the money but are trying to do everything they can to not pay for the children. The children didn't ask to be here, but as a result of them being here, oh God, we know, God, today that you can bring some things to them, oh God, that you can bring the fathers to terms with themselves so that they can do what is right concerning those children. In the name of Jesus, my God, brother Kenny, oh God, I pray that for the little boy Kenny, oh God, that you would touch his life. In the name of Jesus, my God, the many tears that he cries each night, Lord, because he is hungry, Lord, that doesn't know where his dad is, but I know, Father, today that you can bless his mother to encourage him to have the food that she needs today. And each and every day thereafter, I pray for little Kenny, oh God, that as he grows and matures, oh God, that he will remember you, Lord, that he will know about you, God, that he will understand that you're there for him and that his mother will teach him in the way that he should go, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And all other children out there, Lord, who are in a distressful situation, even children who are in homes, oh God, where the mom and dad are there, there's so much anger and bitterness, Lord. I pray, God, today that you heal the husbands and wives so that the children can be blessed, oh God. The children will be in a happy home, God. Let the joy of the Lord be there, Lord. I loose the spirit of joy this morning, oh God. I loose the spirit of peace and reconciliation with the moms and dads within these homes, Lord. Lord, the four walls, oh God, that are around these children, oh God, and sometimes we don't know exactly what they're going through. Many times we don't, but we know, Father, today that the sadness that we see in their eyes, oh God, is just so hurtful, Lord, that you see them come out. They look so pitiful, Lord. They look like they're longing for someone to just care about them enough to love them and to embrace them, Lord. The moms and dads are fighting so often that they don't have time to nurture the children, to love them as you have designed us to do, Lord. So I pray, God, today that the moms will come to a place, oh God, where they will get some help, that they will share their situations with someone who they can confide in, oh God, so that they can get to a better place in life. Lord, life is too short to be angry and bitter for such a long time, and the babies that are being adversely affected by this thing, Lord, we pray, Father, that you cover these children, that you protect them, oh God, that you encourage the children. Lord, if there's a grandmother or grandfather who can take these children and help them, oh God, I pray, Father, that the moms will release the children and let them be with someone who can take good care of them and care about them, Father. Lord, it's in the name of Jesus I thank you, Father, and I praise your holy and righteous name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. So we just thank God so much for these prayers. And yes, sometimes I get somewhat emotional concerning children. because children are out there who are in some very bad situations. They're in homes where mothers and fathers are making lots of money, but there's no peace in the home. And that's why you see children out with gangs or getting lured into places where they shouldn't be because they don't have love in their home. They don't have that caring spirit from their moms and their dads. So this morning, my prayer is that children will be blessed, that somebody, some neighbor, there are neighbors who can reach out to these children, maybe take them for an hour and just let them know that somebody cares and somebody loves them. Yes, some of us need to reach out to these children. And I know that many parents are resistant to allowing their children to go with strangers or people who they don't know, but there's a way that you can go and show yourself friendly. Show yourself friendly to someone who you know may be in need of some love and some compassion and some care. As we saw here with Moses, Pharaoh's daughter had compassion on him. And so we want to have compassion on those children who are out there. And mothers, if you're struggling and you need some help, you can call me. I will talk with you. I will share with you. If you're in my city, I can even come to where you are and help you. My number is 904-859-1022. Don't hesitate. This may be the day that you need to give us a call and get some help. If you're listening, you can call the radio station right now. The number is 347-326-9214. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Okay, I want to share another passage here. This is talking about a mother's love. And this one is a special one because there were two mothers who had two children. And this is in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 3. And one of the mother's son died during the night. They had to go before the king, Solomon. And so Solomon, he was a wise king, and this is just, it's so awesome how God used Solomon to help the mother, who really was the mother of the baby, to get her baby back. So 1 Kings chapter 3, and I will start with verse number 16. Verse number 16 says, "Then came there two women that were harlots unto the king and stood before him. And the one woman said, O my lord, I and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass the third day after that I was delivered, that this woman was delivered also, and we were together. There was no stranger with us in the house, save we two in the house." Verse 19, "And this woman's child died in the night because she overlaid it. And she arose at midnight and took my son from beside me, and while thine handmaid slept, and laid it in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom." Verse number 21, "And when I arose in the morning to give my child suck, behold, it was dead. But when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son which I did there. And the other woman said, Nay, but the living is my son, and the dead is thy son. And this said, No, but the dead is thy son, and the living is my son. Thus they spake before the king. Then said the king, The one said, This is my son that liveth, and thy son is the dead. And the other said, Nay, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living. Verse 24, and the king said, Bring me a sword. And they brought a sword before the king. And the king said, Divide the living child in two, and give half to the one and half to the other. This is just so wise how King Solomon did this. Then verse 26 says, Then spake the woman whose the living child was unto the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, O my lord, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it, But the other said, let the neither mine nor thine, but divide it. I'm sorry, let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it. Then the king answered and said, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king, for they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. So I wanted to share this one, because when you really love somebody, you will do what is necessary for that person to be alive. This is this woman who knew that the boy or the baby was her child. She says, don't cut the child. I want the baby to be alive. Even if the baby is not mine, it's not going to be with me, give it to the other mother. I just want the baby to be alive. But the other mother, who was not the real mother, wanted the baby to be cut in half, because if the baby's cut in half, then the baby's not going to live. So because it wasn't hers, she didn't care that the baby was going to die. Her baby was already dead. But this mother, who really cared about her son, she said, give the baby to the other woman. And you know, in this day and age, there are many people who are out there who know that you cannot take care of your children. And, you know, it's better, and I'm going this way because there are some people who, this is a reality, okay? We are living in a real, in the place of reality, okay? So there are some, especially young children, who are having babies and cannot take care of those children. And so they give their babies up for adoption so that somebody else can take care of those children. Now, mind you, some people may look at these women or the mothers who are giving their children up in a very disdainful way because they're not taking care of their babies. But sometimes it's better for the child to be with someone who is going to love them. And so in the end, right here in the scripture, Solomon gave the baby to the real mother because he knew that that mother was going to take care of the child the way it should be taken care of. But as you see mothers out there who cannot take care of their mothers, who may be on drugs, their mothers who just don't have the money, some of them don't have the mental capacity to take care of a child, even though they have brought a child into the world. And so when you are able to find someone, if you can find, and I would say if you find someone in your family who can take the child and nurture the child and love that baby and do the things that need to be done to help that child to know how to live a good life, to put some joy into that child, to give some direction in that child, to show a child how to live their lives. You know, when you're growing up, your mother teaches you how to cook, teaches you how to clean the house, how to wash the clothes, how to take care of different things, how to, even your mom, my mother showed us how to take care of her husband, you know, as she took care of my dad. There's so many different things that a child can learn through the mother, through the nurturing, through the love, through the direction of a mother. So we have to take what God has shown us in the Word. When you truly love somebody, you're willing to sacrifice and give that child up to let that child live. Let the child live with somebody who will take care of them. And so as we see here, this mother was loved her child so much. She says, don't kill my baby. I can imagine, don't kill this baby, because this baby is mine, and I want this baby to live. So those of you who may be out there who are considering getting rid of your baby, considering abortion, don't give up your baby like that. Don't kill your baby. Let the baby come forth. There's somebody, there are mothers out there who cannot have children who are willing to adopt the baby so that the baby can have a good life, so that the baby can grow up nurtured, so the baby can grow up with some direction. So, you know, God is just so good in how he brings the scripture in such a way where we can apply it to our everyday living, the reality of life. Yes, the reality of life is that every mother is not a true mother. Every person who brings a baby into the world does not know how to nurture and to guide that child, to love that child. And loving the child does not mean giving the child everything the child wants just because the child wants it. Loving a child will teach you how to tell the child no sometimes, how to discipline the child sometimes. Yes, we have to discipline our children, That is a part of nurturing a child. And so, in fact, I want to go to a couple of scriptures before we leave today that talks about the mother are taking care of the children and nurturing the child. Here in the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, I want to do these real fast before we go because it's important that we understand that children are there for us to love, to nurture, and to cherish, but we also should discipline our children. Here in Proverbs chapter 23, verses 13 and 14, the word says, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shall deliver his soul from hell. So the word is letting us know to discipline the children. Even if you spank them, you give them a spanking, you're not going to kill them if you do it right. I mean, God doesn't want you beating a child unmercifully. That is not what he's telling us. He's telling us to let the child know when the child does wrong that he has to be punished. And then Proverbs chapter 13, let me just read that, and then I'll continue to share this information about how we're supposed to discipline our children. Proverbs 13 and chapter 24 says, he that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. And so the word is letting us know when you don't discipline your child, you basically are setting your child up for destruction, for failure, for things that are not good for him. Yes, I got whippings and I still did wrong, but at the same time I had a conscience. I could have done some things worse than what I did, but when I was doing wrong, I got punished. In fact, when I was sharing earlier about how I had stolen some stuff, after I got out of jail, I got a whipping when I got home for doing wrong. So God, you know, he blesses the mothers and dads to understand, to discipline the child, because he says if you don't spank your children, you hate them. You hate them in the sense that you're not teaching them the right way. You're not letting them know that they can be punished, because if you don't punish your child, your child will end up in a place where the police or the government, they will beat your child in the streets, or your child will end up in a place where they will be beaten by somebody else. Because they're in the wrong place at the wrong time. They could get killed because they're out there stealing or trying to do some things, raping people, those kinds of things. You have to teach your child to do what is right and spare the child. Do not spare the rod, but beat the child and deliver his soul from hell. And that's a part of a mother's love. Give him some good correction. Teach him in the way he should go. Nourish the child. Love the child. Teach them about Jesus and his love. Jesus Christ himself came to give his life so that we could have life. Children at a very early age know right from wrong. Children who are very young, as I see my grandchildren, one of them is about 2 years old, or just turned three, and even before he turned two, he was doing sneaky things. He knew when he was doing wrong. So children at a very early age, they know things. They understand things. So don't be saying, well, this child doesn't know this. This child doesn't know that. They understand. And they try to do things that are sneaky. They try to hide things that they know they're not supposed to do at a very early age. So, you know, just talk to your children. Let them know, well, that's not the right thing to do. And, you know, help them to grow in the things of God. And that's what we have to do today. So all mothers out there, we just pray today. Lord, I pray for every mother out there, every person who has had a mother, and that includes everybody. I pray, God, today that you will strengthen each one of us, even the fathers who are taking on the roles of a mother because the mother is not in the home. I pray for each one, Lord, that you will bless them to love their children, to teach them about you, God, to let them know that they can come to you at any time, day or night, that they can reach out to somebody to help them to do the things that are good for their children. Even when they get in a very bad way, Lord, they can come to you and ask you to help. Even as a mother who had a dead son, the child was brought back to life as a result of prayer. So I pray, God, today that we will continue to pray, we will continue to praise, and we will continue to live for you. It's in the name of Jesus I thank you, Father, and I bless your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. As we have come to the end of this hour, I just want to thank everyone who joined us today.
You're invited to join a friend who's closer than a brother, Jesus Christ. Find out more by joining our circle of friends. Contact us, email Evangelist Darlene at dbundage@yahoo.com. That's dbundage@yahoo.com. Once again, thanks for listening to our prayers for our nation here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, Hour of Power of Prayer. You're invited to join us again next week for more prayer for our nation.
We were made to love and be loved, but the price this world demands will cost you far too much. I spent so many lonely years trying to fit in. Now I've found a place in this circle of friends. In the circle of friends, we have one Father. In a circle of friends, we share this prayer. Every orphan soul will know, and all will enter in to the shelter of this circle.